Hello, this is the Living Well with PMDD podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Bradford, certified life coach, mom of five, and PMDD survivor. Happy to have you here. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered health advice. Hello there, and welcome to our podcast today. It is a beautiful blue sky day here in Colorado. I feel that Colorado can be a little bit deceiving because anyone that comes to visit on a day like today, they're just going to love Colorado. Blue sky, slight breeze, but it's warm enough outside that the breeze just makes it perfect. And you think, man, I want to move here. I want to live here. This is awesome. And there are people out riding bikes, motorcycles all over the place, kids at the parks. However, I will tell you, the winter here is also long. Today, we're going to talk about letting other people love you and letting yourself love. Really, this goes to the healing power of love. I want to give you an example that happened just last night. My husband got stuck in traffic coming home, and I had some coaching clients. Okay, so the timeline is pick up the kids from school. And yesterday, my oldest wanted to go hang out with a friend. So I'd said, yeah, we can drop you off there. So pick up the kids from school, drop her off at her friend's house, get home, and start coaching about 30 minutes after we get home. So get the kids settled. Figure out something for dinner or maybe not, and then be coaching a half an hour after getting home, coach for 2 hours, and then be with the family. I got home, some things had happened, and we were later than expected. I only had 15 minutes to prep for my coaching, which is fine. It wasn't a big deal, except the dinner piece. I sent a text message to my husband and I said, could you do dinner tonight? Could you stop by the store on your way home and get the ingredients for beef broccoli and also get some frozen pizzas? And if you don't feel like making the beef broccoli, you can cook pizzas tonight. We usually have fast food, frozen food, or convenience food on Friday nights. So the frozen pizzas were technically for the next night, but putting this on him last minute, knowing I just don't like people to stress out, that was his out, right? I was like, if he's had a long, hard day, he can just do the frozen pizzas. Well, I finished with my first coaching client, and I saw that I'd gotten a text from him that he was delayed and that he wasn't even to a table yet at the chiropractor because that's where he'd gone after work. And I was like, maybe I can run to the store and at least get the ingredients and then it'll be here because otherwise it's going to be super late. So I ran. We live on the Air Force Base, the Air Force Academy. I ran to the commissary, and I actually love going to the store when I have a time limit because otherwise I kind of dawdle. So ran in there. I got a whole bunch of things that we needed. I had forgotten, oh yeah, we also need bread. Grabbed the stuff, came home, and sent a quick text message. Hey, the ingredients are in the fridge. And the pizzas are down in the freezers. Then I coached. And when I finished the coaching, I came out. My husband's making the beef broccoli. He's cooking the meat at the time. And I joined him. But it took only a few minutes to realize he had had a really rough day. And he told me, Heidi, I did not want to make this dinner tonight. But you so infrequently make a direct request that I knew this is what you would want to eat tonight. So I decided to make it. And I just felt so loved. I was so appreciative. It's like, thank you. That's so nice. Now in my head, I also had the thought, you didn't have to do that. But I didn't voice that at the moment. I think later on, I asked him, why didn't you make the frozen pizzas? I said you could. And he said, oh, but you wanted the beef broccoli and I could do it. And I was like, okay. So that whole story to just encourage you to make direct requests and wait and see what happens. You can make a direct request of a friend, of your husband, of your boyfriend, of your child, any of them. Anyhow, I never would have expected that response from my husband, that he did it because he knew that I wanted it and that was worth it to him. It was so, so sweet. And I really felt good inside. It is up to you, though, to open that door to feeling good inside, to feeling loved. Let them love you. That's the name of this podcast, right? If you discount what they did immediately, you will not get to experience that love that they have just shared for you. I want to share some other ways to let them love you. These are not really, I guess, what you would expect, and that's why I'm sharing them. When a child comes up and just gives you a hug, or when your friend does, just pause and let yourself feel loved or noticed, accepted. I feel like with my children, it is such a beautiful thing when I do pause and I'm like, oh, they love me. I don't think that every time. Sometimes I do, though. Oh, you know, those little feelings. Another way to let them love you is by, it's actually by showing them some attention, but not direct attention. When your kids or one of your children are in a certain room, you sit down and you just observe them. You just watch them. Whether they're playing with something, whether they're reading a book, whether maybe they're in their room putting clothes away, you can just sit on the bed and be in their presence, not doing something, not having your phone out, not reading a book. You're just sitting there. And what this does is that it opens, it's like it just opens a channel of you to be able to receive. Sometimes they won't notice, but I would say probably 80% of the time, my child or my husband does notice. It just, yeah, it opens you to be able to receive whatever questions or comments they might come up with, and you can just listen and almost be a sounding board. Or anyway, it's cool. I would encourage you to try that, maybe even today or tomorrow. Another way of letting them love you, I don't know if you have little kids, even bigger kids do this to a degree, but for me it's mostly from my little kids, or at least more often from my little kids. You need to receive the things they want to give you. So my daughter, who's 7, she loves to wrap something in a blanket and give it to me as a present. Yes, maybe it gets old sometimes, but when I can just be in the moment of, oh, thank you, I can open it and I can look at it, you feel their love for you. And that is valuable. Today, I was on my exercise bike and my little 4-year-old came over and I didn't know what he wanted. I thought maybe he wanted to just sit on my lap for a second, which, as you can imagine, is really difficult when you're doing an exercise bike. But I paused and he said, 3 hugs for you and 4 kisses. And then he proceeded to just give me 3 hugs. 1, 2, 3. And then I bent my head down and he kissed my cheek. 1, 2, 3, 4 times. And then I had to pick him up at that point. And I just picked him up and gave him a little squeeze. And then he got off my lap and went back to doing Play-Doh at the table. But when you can be in the moment, please be in the moment. I recognize that with having PMDD, irritation and annoyance can be regular emotions that we experience. So don't be hard on yourself if you're in one of those modes. Just let it come and go. I am now in my 3rd week of my month. For me, it's a more reflective time. I tend to question some of the things that I'm doing, but not in a negative way. I tend to look over my business and like, is this really working? So I'm not in the irritable, annoyed kind of stage. But if you are, just let it come and go and don't feel guilty for not appreciating it. Okay, and the last thing is ways to let yourself love. I hope I can make this make sense, because if I can, it's going to be awesome. Grow passion for different things, whether it's gardening, learning about the planets. It doesn't even matter what it is, but grow passion for something. It can be lots of things all at once, or it can be one thing more focused at this time. But that passion inside of you lets you experience love. It's not the same as loving yourself or self-care. I guess it could be termed a part of self-care, but to me it's different. But grow passion. Then follow that passion. Let it lead you somewhere. If you have always wanted to learn hairdressing, sign up for a class. Or, you know, maybe a bigger step would be signing up for cosmetology school. I think that might include other things too. But follow the passion. Let that live and grow inside of you. You are loving obtaining knowledge and skills and understanding and wisdom. And that is good for you. That is healthy. And it is letting yourself love. This can have a connection to your motherhood or your role as a wife or your job. It can, but it doesn't have to. For example, I had a passion for looking for curriculum. So looking at, Apologia Science. Oh, that's interesting. This is what they do. And the kids get to create this book that they'll have with all of these different things in it, a record of learning, and that's part of the course. That's really cool. The Good and the Beautiful, they do it this way. And these experiments and these observations is really big. Anyway, that can be a passion, but you need to be honest with yourself. Are you doing it out of obligation? And if you are, does it feel good? Is it fun? Is it interesting? Great. You can still do it. Are you doing it out of obligation and it feels really yucky and you'd rather not do it at all? Then you need to put a short time limit on it so that you do get it done, but it doesn't have to be your passion. Or are you doing it for someone else or because you think you should based on something else? Because my culture that I'm in says I should be able to do my makeup. Therefore, I'm going to learn to do my makeup that doesn't feel very good. No, if you want to learn to do your makeup, not just because of your culture, if you have some other reasons that when you think through them, they feel good, great, go for it. You can grow a passion for learning how to do your shading and different colors and all of that cool stuff. A key part of letting yourself love is allowing curiosity to kind of reside within you. Also, you can recognize, I'm trying to remember what this is, recognize XYZ as love for ABC. I think what I mean in this is with, say, a child wants to learn to play the piano, it can feel overwhelming at times to make time for piano lessons, to make money for piano lessons. So recognizing you doing those things, you making that money, you setting aside that money, you setting aside the time, you scheduling the lesson, you finding the teacher, recognizing that as love for your child, that is a way that you can let love be inside of you at the time that you're doing those things. One more thing I want to sign off with is using the phrase thank you, period, nothing else. When someone does something for you, whether you wanted them to or not, say thank you. When someone does something for you and it was something you really wanted, please say thank you and nothing else. Oh, you didn't have to do that. Oh my goodness, I think I really put you out. There is a difference. Saying thank you and leaving it at that feels good to you and it feels good to the other person. If we discount what they've given, then neither of us get to experience the joyful feeling that can come from just feeling grateful. Okay. I hope some of you will join me for the April 11 support call. Or if you're listening to this and it is not April, whatever month it is, join us for the 11 support call on the fourth Thursday of this month. Talk to you later. Thanks so much for listening to the Living Well with PMDD podcast. If this episode was insightful, please add a 5-star review and tell a friend about the podcast. Until next time, keep hoping, keep loving, and remember that you are not alone.